This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to what I believe to be the session of the State of the right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. And that's how you become part of the solution. Real simple. Right? Get informed, engage in the conversation. Really the best way to do it. The man, we got so much going on, so much to keep up with. Remember the Texas Democrat that went after Tim Scott, called him an Oreo, which I didn't, you know, again, just it sounds stupid, but shows you how innocent I am about this stuff. You know, I what does that actually mean? I had a friend of mine that used to do a show. Yes, my other black friend, whatever. But I used to have a friend of mine that he did a show called the Right Reverend Al Sharpton, or Sharkton, I think he changed it to. And the Anointed Oreos. They did a lot of kind of gospel stuff with a 50s flair to it. And it was a black singer, and he had three accompaniments, and there were one white guy, two black guys. Now, today they'd probably try to shut him down because, you know, it's insensitive or something along those lines, I'm sure. But we loved it. And it wasn't just the white folks. Large, major black church loved it. But now everything's back to... See, back before... This was before Obama was president. Right? They were having a ball. We could talk to each other about these kind of things. It wasn't the end of the world. Texas Democrat official called Senator Tim Scott an Oreo. Last week has resigned his position. The Lamar County Democrat Party Chair Gary O'Connor announced his resignation Tuesday in a statement. O'Connor says, I am deeply and sincerely sorry for my inappropriate and hurtful use of racism terms and that somebody actually caught me. No, I'm saying that. I mean, come on, let's be honest about it. Those things don't... Look, guys, I'm not going to live your lives for you, but those things don't spew out of your mouth unless it's part of you. Agreed? You don't spew racial terms unless you're thinking racial terms, unless you really believe those things to be true. It's just amazing. O'Connor apologized for targeting Scott with the racial slur, which refers to a black person who is perceived as acting white. I've been enlightened. I'm deeply and sincerely sorry for my inappropriate, hurtful use of racism terms and the one I used against Tim Scott. He said, it was insensitive. I have embarrassed myself and my party by its use. As a result, I feel compelled to offer my resignation. Besides, Pelosi told me she would remove me forcefully if I didn't. O'Connor's Facebook post, she took it down. He took it down, whatever. And, you know, enough is enough, right? Enough of this stuff. Who was the person, somebody else called him, Uncle Tim? Did that person resign? That's a pretty bad term, too, isn't it? As the lunacy continues in that Democrat Party, Vermont Senate has okayed a non-citizens voting in capital city elections. Just amazing. Democrats in two Vermont towns are pushing for non-citizens to be allowed to vote. You know, it's really funny how these people can, yeah, you heard me, these people. The only intent they can ever come up with when it comes to our founding fathers are the ones that they think favor them. Now, you really think, if you've got two brain cells to rub together, please warm them up and use them. Do you really think that our founding fathers, after everything that they did, would have left it to non-citizens? So guys from England and France or wherever could come here and take over by voting in our elections. You really think that's what they had in mind? Why do a citizen's test? Why do any of that stuff if you're just going to have a free-for-all? Non-citizens who reside in Vermont's capital city of Montpelier are now one step closer to being able to vote in a certain local elections after the state Senate approved a measure today. I believe if someone wishes to be able to vote, they should be a citizen, Vermont State Senate Brian Callimore told the local news people. The Montpelier bill allows what is defined as a legal resident of the United States to be able to vote in city election. If someone is here on a permanent basis, why should he or she not participate in the process? Right? Become a citizen. How's that? You want to participate in the process, there are rules you have to follow. There are tests you have to pass. What is the problem? No, really, it's almost like we have to dumb down everything. We do that in high schools across the country. Right? We're dumbing down. We're dumbing down the exit exam. Matter of fact, some states don't even have one. California doesn't have one. Why? Because we don't want our kids to feel bad. They're going to feel really bad when they can't get a job. Just amazing. All residents or non-citizen voting in local elections has failed to make it to the floor twice before in Vermont. Today, a pass in the Montpelier Charter on a vote of 21-9, a step forward for inclusion. Senator Keisha Ram said that this is to include everybody, to be inclusive of everybody. Really? Right. Because they love this country so much, they don't want to be part of it. So I'm going to see your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. Absolutely. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Because if you're part of the solution, then you're not part of the problem, right? I think. I shouldn't make a blanket statement like that. You could very much be part of the problem, don't you think? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Seriously. You know? All right. So, it's funny how, again, we were talking about the Democrat who, I guess, made a comment about Senator Tim Scott being an Oreo. Never actually heard that term before. I told you the first time I heard it. But now, apparently, the person who called him Uncle Tim, not a problem. right? And it was a trending topic on Twitter for quite some time. What was that all about? Funny how they're willing to, how they get away with stuff. And then the voters in the small town of Winooski, they have one of the highest concentrations of new Americans and immigrants in Vermont. What does that mean? And see, when the Democrats use terminologies, don't you feel, come on, you with me here? Don't you feel sometimes that you're talking to a 16-year-old kid? I need to know, what do you mean by that? What do you mean, yes, I washed my hands. Did you use water? Did you use soap? Did you dry them off? I mean, seriously, this is how I feel with them every time. So when they say new Americans and immigrants, does that mean newly sworn in Americans? Does that mean people who just got to this country, new Americans? According to the city's website, the proposal permits the Winooski resident who isn't a U.S. citizen but is in the country under a federally sanctioned legal category, such as permanent resident, to be eligible to vote in the local elections. They're talking about school elections and that kind of stuff. So, some of you say, oh, that's no big deal, Joe. It's local stuff. They're paying local taxes. Okay, whatever. You can try to sell me all that if you want to. But the Dems never stop at that. It's always a crack in the dam, and then they move on from there. And then it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. Before you know it, they'll be voting up for and with and in all kinds of things. They said, our community spoke and spoke well, 2.5-1. Deputy Mayor Hal Colston said, who is also a Democrat representative in the Vermont House, said last year, given that we were the most diverse city in northern New England, the time has come for this kind of legislation. So we have so many more voices in our democratic process. We're all at a loss if we don't experience the full diversity of our communities. Right? I love this. Somebody, in 1920, women won the right to vote, so don't waste it. That's right. Don't waste it by voting for the group that didn't want you to have the right to vote. What do you think about that? I'm thinking that's a good way to go, don't you? That's right. That would be the Democrats. Don't vote for the Democrats. See, you're going to see this go from town to town to town, I'm telling you. It's not going to stop. It's a gray area. A lot of concerns on something like this. They'll wait a year or two or three and say, look, we've had no problems with this. Let's go to this. Let's allow them to vote for this. It's just like, I don't understand. Here's something else I don't understand. I know some of you are going to throw something at me, but it's okay. Why do apartment renters get to vote on property tax increases? You ain't paying any. Shouldn't landowners be voting on that? Increase, decrease, whatever. You'd have no problem raising the rent on, raising taxes on homeowners and or apartment owners. You kind of double class in an apartment because there's a lot of counties, a lot of cities that don't allow you just to raise the rent. So even if your taxes go up, you usually can't raise the rent to the level of the taxes. So you could say, yeah, I pay taxes, and yes, we are affected. You are affected by property taxes. Look, the landlord's going to raise the rent one way or the other anyhow. But then when you throw taxes on top of it, you're now charging him more money, him or her, them. They've got to pick it up somewhere. Doesn't come out of their pocket. The Democratic majority of Vermont House approved the Montpelier Amendment Charter, 103-39. Then they amended the local city amended the charter in 99-44 on April 1st. The legislature is very heavily Democrat, LeClaire said. Now these folks are going to be able to weigh in on school budgets. They could pass a school budget. We're all going to wind up having to pay for it anyhow. Well, they're right. Everybody pays part of that. But your kids are also going to school there. They're participating in. They're getting the books, the heat, the cooling, the paper, the desks when they go to school. So, of course, you should pay for it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Earlier we were talking about, or I was talking about anyway, the trip that the Bidens took to the Carters. And you know the joke, right? Everybody knows what the joke is. First of all, they go there, and I don't think Joe B. isn't that big, is he? Am I missing something here? Is he like humongous? He's a little guy, right? But next to the Carters, sweet God, they look like giants. I don't think Jimmy was that big of a guy to begin with, anyhow. But the house does look like a little dollhouse. But, what are they, in their 90s? And I know everybody's pointed out the same thing. Here you have Joe, Mr. and Mrs. Biden. They're in there. They're actually down on a knee. That's how they're down because they're it is radio. I've got to explain some of this, right? The Carters are in their chairs. And Joe and Jill didn't want to tower over them. But guess what? They're feet away from each other. Inches/feet away from each other. And they don't have any masks on. And yet, the minute they walk out the door, they put the masks on. I mean, I don't get it. Joe Bettini, your host, this is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
You are cheap. No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden set a new goal Tuesday for COVID vaccinations in the United States, saying he would push for 70% of the adult population to have received at least one dose by July 4th. The CDC says that about 56% of American adults have so far gotten at least one shot. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that we can reach that goal, but tells CNN that we aren't quite in a place to declare victory.
We're going in the right direction. We're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
But now's not a time to declare victory. It's a time to get more and more people vaccinated, just the way the president said today. We want to get to that goal. It's a doable goal, and I believe we'll get there.
And the death toll from the collapse of a Mexico City train overpass has risen to 24 as crews continue to try to search the wreckage for victims. The overpass collapsed Monday night onto a busy roadway as a metro train passed over it. More than 70 people were injured in the collapse. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
This, I don't know, what do you want to call it, political correctness? I don't want to call it political correctness, but this political correctness that we're seeing happening everywhere, it is really getting out of control, because you can tell that the whacks on the left, they don't really understand what they're, they can't understand what they're doing. They are so all in for quote-unquote equality, equity, whatever terminology you want to use. I don't really care. None of it makes any sense to me anyhow. But the equality of the equity of the moment. It's like, I remember the story I did last year about the, God, I guess it was a city official in Los Angeles. And they went to a local pool, city pool. And they were livid. Just livid at the fact that the pool was not representative of the community. And because it was mostly white lifeguards. While in the pool were mostly Hispanics and blacks. So somehow safety didn't matter. It didn't matter that there weren't that many blacks and Hispanics that applied past. It's just like, you know, some of these airlines now, they've become woke, so they're gonna hire more minority female pilots. Anybody who says that, I'm done with. I'm not flying. And it has nothing to do that they're women or minorities. I want to hear the airline say, we're going to choose the best pilots that come across that apply for the job. That's what we're going to do. But we've become so woke, we can't do that, apparently. All right. CIA, I don't know, you guys have probably been hearing about this all day long, but the CIA decided to put out a commercial, I would, or an infomercial, or whatever. So, you got to listen to this, because it's beyond believable. It's like somebody said, it's got to be an onion thing. It's got to be a joke, right? But the government has no sense of humor. So, take a listen, take a watch. Let's see. Where is it? Right, watch. You know it's not going to work, right? Because it never works the first time. Let's see. Do it.
When I was 17, I quoted Zora Neale Hurston's How It Feels to Be Colored Me in my college application essay.
Now, let me load a playthrough.
The line that spoke to me stated simply, I am not tragically colored. There is no sorrow dammed up in my soul nor lurking behind my eyes. I do not mind at all. At 17, I had no idea what life would bring, but Sora's sentiment articulated so beautifully how I felt as a daughter of immigrants then and now. Nothing about me was or is tragic. I am perfectly made. I can wax eloquent on complex legal issues in English while also belting Guayaquil de mis amores in Spanish. I can change a diaper with one hand and console a crying toddler with the other. I am a woman of color. I am a mom. I am a cisgender millennial who's been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. I am intersectional, but my existence is not a box-checking exercise. I am a walking declaration, a woman whose inflection does not rise at the end of her sentences, suggesting that a question has been asked. I did not sneak into CIA. My employment was not and is not the result of a fluke or slip through the cracks. I earned my way in, and I earned my way up the ranks of this organization. I am educated, qualified, and competent, and sometimes I struggle. I struggle feeling like I could do more, be more to my two sons, and I struggle leaving the office when I feel there's so much more to do. I used to struggle with imposter syndrome, but at 36, I refuse to internalize misguided patriarchal ideas of what a woman can or should be. I am tired of feeling like I'm supposed to apologize for the space I occupy rather than intoxicate people with my effort, my brilliance. I am proud of me, full stop. My parents left everything they knew and loved to expose me to opportunities they never had. Because of them, I stand here today a proud first-generation Latina and officer at CIA. I am unapologetically me. I want you to be unapologetically you, whoever you are. Know your worth. Command your space. Mija, you're worth it.
All right. There are so many things wrong with this commercial. And none of them, not a one of them has to do with her being a female or being a Latina. Not a one. All right? You know what the problem is? The CIA is not about what you are, whether you're a cisgender or not cisgender, a mother or two, a Latina. And they don't care about, they shouldn't care about any of that. And who asked her to apologize? You see how they project this on you? Do you think that when she gets caught by one of our enemies, they're going to be softer on her because she's a female, or because she's a Latina, or because she's a cisgen? This what's going to bring us down is not China at this point. We're still running around chasing 79 genders. Whether we have to apologize to blacks, Hispanics, or whatever. This is what the problem is. Has absolutely not. All right. I got to do this because it's been eating at me all day long. Take a listen.
When I was 17, I quoted Zora Neale Hurston's How It Feels to Be Colored Me in my college application essay. The line that spoke to me stated simply, I am not tragically colored. There is no sorrow dammed up in my soul nor lurking behind my eyes. I do not mind at all. At 17...
You know, admittedly, as you can see, I'm not black. I am not colored. Although at times I was treated like a colored person in some of the schools I went to. All right? Yeah, I'm not afraid to say it. If you don't agree with me, you can write to me. I don't care. All right? But I mean, I want you to think about this, though. She's not... Who said she was tragically colored? She is 36 years old. She hasn't even smelled the kind of racism that they smelled in the 40s, 50s, and early 60s.
I had no idea what life would bring, but Sora's sentiment
At 17, none of us knew what life would bring. White, black, red, brown, whatever color of the day was being used.
Articulated so beautifully how I felt as a daughter of immigrants then and now. Nothing about me was or is.
I'm a son of an immigrant. What makes me different? Nothing. My parents couldn't, or my grandparents couldn't get here legally by walking across the water or walking across a border. They had to get on a ship and come here. So, am I a proud grandson of immigrants? Or, you know, my mom's a direct immigrant, so am I a proud son of an immigrant? Well, what am I going to be proud of? I had nothing to do with it. I am proud that my mom did something with her life. I'm proud that my mom learned how to speak English, got a trade, was able to take care of herself for a period of time. Yeah, but she did it. I didn't do it. I'm proud of her. But I'm not proud to be the, I don't know, first generation here. I am proud to be an American. I think it's the greatest country on the planet. And the and what's afforded me as an American, not as a white guy, but as an American, what's afforded me is the ability to succeed.
It is tragic. I am perfectly made. I can wax eloquent on complex legal issues in English while also belting Guayaquil de mis amores in Spanish. I can change a diaper with one hand and console a crying toddler with the other.
Again, I have to ask, what does any of this have to do with taking down bad guys? Have we wussified the CIA? I know we've politicized the FBI, but have we wussified the CIA? Joe Mancini, your host, this is the Real Side of GCN Live after the break. We're coming back to more of this, whether you want it or not, because I'm not letting it go. This is just craziness. And somebody has to be on this. Somebody has to be all over this like white on rice. Again, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There is so much you can do up there, so much you can be involved with. And sign up for the weekly email blasts. I won't make you crazy. I send them out once a week. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You are listening to The Real Side.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
A bad rash, they never really go away. Joe Matthew, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something more than nothing. Seriously. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us, again, on the air. Whether you're watching us online, on the air, listening to us, I really appreciate it. Check out the stations. You can, real simple, go to the website. There is a station tab there that you can get a hold of and listen to it local. If your local station doesn't carry it, call them. Say, what are you doing? What's wrong with you people? All right. I'm going to get back to making fun of the new CAA commercial. It has absolutely nothing to do with the Latina woman in there. It has everything in the world to do with the fact that the CIA has nothing to do with, cisgen, political correctness, any of that. None of it. It has to do with gathering information to keep this country safe. When you're a female in Iran, a female in Iraq, a female in Afghanistan, nobody's going to ask you if you're a cisgender. Nobody's going to be nicer to you or even care who you are. I don't know anything about any of the CIA agents. Why do I have to know about you? Really, seriously. So now she's just talking about some of her talents. comforting a quiet baby, or I'm sorry, comforting a crying baby while playing with her toddler. I didn't know. Those were CIA qualifications. I should have been there years ago.
I'm a woman of color. I am a mom. I am a cisgender millennial who's been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder.
All right. So, all due respect to her situation, and, you know, I'm not making fun of it. I am definitely not making fun of it. Do I want a CIA agent who has anxiety disorder? Think about that. What does that spell out to you? Don't you need somebody that has just got their act together, if you would? Does it need meds to maintain? I mean, I don't care if you're out in the field or whatever. I don't want somebody next to me. I don't want to work with somebody next to me who has an issue of anxiety when we're trying to be out there catching the bad guys. Right? What are the common physical signs of generalized anxiety disorder in adults? Right? Now, common signs include, ready for this one? And again, let's be clear. I am not making fun of her. I'm bringing up a point that you cannot, you just cannot have somebody with a serious illness working with you in these situations. It makes absolutely no sense. And it's not good. Common physical signs of generalized anxiety disorder include tremors, tachycardia, sweaty palms, restlessness. Many uncomfortable physical symptoms follow along with that. Rapid heartbeats, being short of breath, stomach cramping. Are these really things that you're going to need with somebody out in the field with you? Nausea, diarrhea, clammy hands, headaches. I mean, come on. And again, not putting the woman down for having it. Get through it. Take a desk job. I mean, I don't know where to go with it, but you see what I'm saying here. This is not just simply not the job for you. Like a blind man applying to be a pilot. Sorry. Not discriminating. Simply not the job for you.
I am intersectional, but my existence is not a box-checking exercise.
Well, it shouldn't be. But you make me check all the boxes. You just did check all the boxes. So how can you say it's not a box-checking exercise while checking all the boxes?
I am a walking declaration, a woman whose inflection does not rise at the end of her sentences, suggesting that a question has been asked.
Wow, only women do that? My God, I'm so relieved to know that, because not like I ever heard a guy do it.
I did not sneak into CIA.
That was great. Yeah, she had a picture with Brennan. Big smiles right there.
My employment was...
I like that. I did not sneak into the CIA. My employment was not, and basically she's going to go down the road of, it wasn't handed to me because I'm, you know, a minority. Who said it was? You know, if there's 100 people in a room, and 5 of them think that you got your job because you were Hispanic, who cares? Are you that thin-skinned? Are you that easily bothered? If you know you worked hard for that job, if you know you beat meat to get that job, you did everything you needed to do, and you know, maybe you saved and you scrounged and you did what you had to do, why do you care what other people think? I'm so confused.
Was not and is not the result of a fluke or slip through the cracks. I earned my way in, and I earned my way up the ranks of this organization.
I wonder, did somebody say something to her? Is there a reason why she's doing this? You see where I'm going with this? I'm trying to understand.
I am educated, qualified, and competent. And sometimes I...
You know what? If you're educated, qualified, and competent, that's great. I would hope that when they tested you, I would hope when they hired you, they made sure that you were qualified and competent.
I struggle. I struggle feeling like I could do more, be more to my two sons. And I struggle leaving the office when I feel there's so much more to do.
Why? If you feel like there's more to do, then do it. If you can't do it because you want to be with your family, then be with your family. What's the struggle? There is only 24 hours in a day. You got to sleep sometime.
I used to struggle with imposter syndrome, but at 36, I refuse.
What is imposter syndrome? Do I need to look that? Does anybody know what that is? Like, you're faking to be yourself? Or you're faking to be something you aren't? I mean, you went to school for this, right? You worked at it. See, this is constant need to be affirmed. If you constantly need to be affirmed, there's something wrong with you. I know who I am. I know who I am to my kids, to my wife, to my family. I know who I am to God. I don't need to be affirmed. If you can't affirm me, you don't like me, you don't think I'm doing the job, go listen to somebody else. Don't hang out with me. I'm okay with that. Listen, just to put you at ease, because I know what a tender-hearted person you are, you know, whoever you is. Right? It's really simple. If you're worried about, breaking up our friendship, our Facebook friendship, or whatever, because, you know, you're worried about how it's going to bother me that I may not be able to... I'm going to tell you right now, I won't even know. Just put all those fears to rest. I won't even know. And lady, at 36, you still got a ways to go to figure things out.
Used to internalize misguided patriarchal ideas of what a...
Whoa, there we go. Misguided patriarchal ideas of what a woman should be. What are those ideas? Because I would be the patriarch of my family. What do you think my patriarchal ideas of what a woman should be? You should ask my daughters what I think. What my patriarchal ideas of what a woman should be.
A woman can or should be. I am tired of...
Isn't that broad brushing? No, think about it. Isn't that them deciding what we think, how we think, how they believe we think? Have they asked us? Never asked me. Never asked me what I thought. And one or two people who, from the Democrats, were hardcore Democrats, who actually sat down and discussed this stuff with me, don't believe it anyway.
Feeling like I'm supposed to apologize for the space I occupy rather than intoxicate people with my effort.
Oh, I love this line. That's just a great line. First of all, who's asked you to apologize for the space? If you're hanging around people like that, there's something wrong with you. Again, I say it. You shouldn't be hanging around people that have mindsets like that, want to pull you down. This is your situation. And then she goes on to say, I want to intoxicate people with my brilliance. Now, I know a lot of successful people have that kind of mindset. I'm good with that. I really am. If you're smart in a certain area, you're really good in a certain area, you're brilliant in that area, cool. Let your stuff shine. But I don't know if I'd sit there and say, look at how brilliant I am. You should be soaking in my brilliance. You should be intoxicated by my brilliance.
Brilliance. I am proud of me. Full stop. My parents left
I am proud of me. Full stop. What does that mean? Oh, you got anything else to add to it? All right, sorry.
Everything they knew and loved to expose me.
You know what? My grandparents did, but I don't get any accolades. Nobody looks at my grandparents or looks at my family and say, oh my God, an immigrant family, you made good in this country. I can tell you stories about what my family has done in this country, coming here, barely speaking English. My uncle opened up a chain of beauty parlors. My mom worked with him a little bit and helped him a little bit, but my uncle really was the brains behind it. Barely speak English. I didn't get to the end of this. That's too bad. Maybe I'll play the next hour. We'll see how I feel. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I got teacher's gone wild in the next hour. You're going to love it. We'll be back in a bit.